is Ryan?
Yes, he is. My talent is calling.
Yeah, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to follow up with him here.
Okay. I can help you with that.
Oh, okay. Do you help Roy out with the finances?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, what was your name?
My name is Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Mary Jane, my name's Nico, like I said, calling with the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to touch base here. I was in contact with the business earlier in the year in regards to some of the programs that we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital. At the time, I was told that you guys weren't looking to do any type of financing. I didn't really have anything that you needed it for, but just give a friendly call back towards the end of the year and see if things have changed. So I'm calling back, reintroducing myself, and seeing if you guys have anything in which we can help out.
Right. We don't have anything planned, any purchases at this point. We had thought about it earlier in the year, but we've decided it just wasn't something we wanted to move forward with.
What were you guys looking at bringing on? Was there a new CNC machine, anything along those lines?
Yeah, a new CNC machine, but it was based on contracts, and these contracts have been delayed. So, you know, it wouldn't be worth it for us to invest that kind of money.
Oh, no, of course. It wouldn't make sense for you to bring something on if you don't have the job to do it.
Right.
Yeah, no. A lot of my clients are in this field in machine shops and manufacturing, and they like yourself. They do contract based jobs, of course, and it never makes sense to bring on a new piece of equipment when you don't have the job to do it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, is there a typical time of the year where you guys do necessarily evaluate whether or not you need to bring on equipment or need capital, or is that more along the lines of an as needed basis?
As needed.
Okay. When was the last time you guys actually bought something on?
Probably about 3 years ago.
Oh, did you guys bring on another CNC machine?
Uh-huh.
Now, Mary Jane, to kind of refresh my memory, do you guys service a particular industry, like oil and gas, or?
Aircraft.
Sorry, what was that?
Aircraft.
So you make aircraft parts.
Yes.
Do you work with the military, or just mainly aerospace companies?
Aerospace.
Yeah, I can imagine. They take a little while to pay you guys? Are they normally on like a net 60 type deal?
No, it's pretty fast.
Oh, okay, good. No, some of my clients, when they deal with either the military or some of their aerospace, I guess, clients and customers, take a little while. They hit the net 60, so they kind of get strapped for cash sometimes. But if that's not the case with you guys, then good for you, because you always want to be paid on time, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, Mary Jane, have you guys gone back to the contract to see if you guys can land it, or did they give it up to somebody else? What had happened with that?
No, it's just something that's been delayed, and until they contact us, we don't know. We just don't know.
Okay.
Now we're just kind of put any purchases on hold until we.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll just reevaluate it at the time, decided we want to move forward.
Okay, well, how about we do this? I'd love to at least be a source for you guys if you're looking to finance a new CNC machine when you get the contract in place and when everything comes to fruition. I'd love to see if there's something we can do to get you guys on one of our programs for the equipment financing program and, help you make the purchase for the machine itself. Does that sound like something you'd be interested in? How do you guys usually purchase the CNC machines? Do you typically finance them?
We have a company we've been working with for years. We have a leasing company, a finance company we've been working with for years. And so we just, whenever we're ready, we just call them up and they do our next machine.
Right. Do you happen to really like the terms and rates they get you on?
Sure.
What did they get you on for the last machine, if you don't mind me asking?
I honestly don't know. I'd have to look it up. And I just don't have time right now. If you want to send me an email, I'll keep your name on file and be glad to give you
a
number to.
Okay. What's
Mary Jane? Jane at rlang.com.
Hold on. So that's Mary Jane.
Okay. Very good.
rlaing.com.
rlaing.com.
Right.
Okay.
I just keep it on file, and if I get ready to buy another machine, I can give you a crack at it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good game plan, Mary Jane.
Alrighty.
You take care. Have a great rest of the week.
You too.
Bye now.